This is Sheila Winstead speaking on behalf of Roseau County Historical Society. I read the story of Gunder and Merritt Hammer last week, which is part of a book by Ray Giroy called Sandridge Settlers. Today, I'll read a story from the same book about their son, Palmer Hammer. Palmer Hammer became a legend to the people of the Sandridge. After he had bought the truck and cream route rights from Ole Moen, there came upon this wild land a period of many years of faithful service to the settlers by Palmer and his truck. He hauled cream and other goods from River Store to Roseau, plus the many people who were willing to ride on the back of the truck and the ones who rode in the cab. He was a man who would get most anything for the ones who did not ride along. It was even said that he would buy ladies' articles. He had a fantastic memory. One time when Hannah Thompson had been buying laying mash, which had many colors and prints on the bags, he asked if she wanted the same print as the last time. They were used to sew dresses and other clothes. Snowstorms and blocked roads never stopped Palmer's truck from going to Roseau, for there were plenty of riders with shovels who were willing to clear the roads. Up to a dozen men would make short work of large snowdrifts, and the cream would go through. The cream was seldom frozen, for it received such a sloshing around that it couldn't freeze. Lee Morey often rode to town with Palmer. The riders on the back would get down and load the heavy cans onto the back of the truck. Lee said that Pill Stotts would haul the cream with sled and team from Winter to River. Then Palmer would load the cream onto his truck for the trip to Roseau. Lee remembered that they could hear the break and groan of the sled runners on the cold winter mornings. Palmer did not always keep a list of the articles he had to buy for the settlers, but he never came back without them. Once he did have to go back 6 miles from Havorka Swamp to get something for a certain lady's store, but he did, much to the discomfort of his riders and back. This trait of not forgetting and going out of his way to buy things endeared Palmer to the people along his routes. If the settlers did not establish credit beforehand, Palmer always paid for the articles out of his own pocketbook, and then they would repay him. Harry Olmsted, a man with a large family, often rode with Palmer, as did Odin Olsen of the Winter Country. Another person whose cream Palmer hauled was Einar Simonsen. Einar came from Norway with his parents, Fred and Augusta Simonsen. They lived at Hendricks, Minnesota when his brother Edwin was born. In 1910, they moved to the homestead on the Sandridge. Other Simonsen children born were Joel, Carl, Hans, and Marie. Mrs. Simonsen had a pleasant, sweet, hardworking personality, in contrast to Fred's austerity. Her yard was like a park. She even carried water up from the river to water her little spruce trees and flowers. They made their living with cattle, plus Fred's going to the harvest fields in the fall. Thus it was that Augusta was left practically alone when the fire of 1910 struck. Having ample warning, she spaded up the yard and wet down the grass around the buildings. As the fire struck, she put chairs in the well, and getting Edwin and Einar down with, she held a wet blanket over their heads to protect them from the falling cinders. Their lives were saved, as well as the buildings for which she had so diligently provided. They lost a cow and the chicken house. When they first came to the homestead, they walked in with an axe and pail and began the heavy task of clearing a small spot and starting the building of a home. Churches were too far away at this time, but later Augusta saw to it that all the children were confirmed. They went to School District 84 at River, a long distance. Father Fred died in 1952, and Augusta moved in with Marie, who by this time lived in Roseau, Minnesota. Augusta died in 1962. Marie had married Edwin Mortensen and lived on the Sandridge for many years. When Edwin died, she moved to Roseau, where she married Albert Olsen. She began the children's home in Roseau. Einar Simonsen married his childhood sweetheart and close neighbor Alice Weaver in 1920. Einar was a hard-working man who loved horses. Hans also doted on them, and even in later years recalled with enthusiasm the various horses which the Simonsens had owned in bygone days. Einar cleared 240 acres of land by hand and axe. Einar walked to the town of Roseau more than once. He and Fred Simonsen used oxen for this long trip also. It was a distance of 28 miles. Palmer Hammer used to haul their cream for Einarhead milk cows. When Palmer came by, he would visit for a while with the Simonsons. Tom Loken moved in south of the Simons, but the country was so wild that they did not realize it for some time. Einar heard the cowbells over there. One day, Loken's lost a horse, so Tom came through the woods looking for it. They became good neighbors to the Einar Simonsons. Thanks to Wild 102 for this time to tell our county stories.